Can you feel it? This is an ad for a chocolate bar, by the way, but it doesn't even mention chocolate. Cadbury Dairy Milk was reportedly losing market position because it was considered somewhat old-fashioned, so Cadbury, a company that's centuries old, turned to one of the edgiest ad agencies around, the London office of Fallon International. They made an ad that shows a gorilla playing the drums along with this Phil Collins tune, and that ad has become a hit in the UK and on YouTube in the rest of the world. Lawrence Green, who heads Fallon's London office, joins us from the studios of the BBC. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Green.
Nice to be with you.
How do you sell a chocolate bar with a gorilla playing the drums?
Huh. They have a 100-year-old product. It's the biggest confectionery bar in the UK. There is no news. And I think often we spend too long pretending we might be able to find some new news to beguile the consumer with. And they just said, you know what, our bar is a simple bit of joy in people's lives. Wouldn't it be great if our advertising just gave a little moment of joy in people's lives, just like the chocolate bar does? And, you know, that's a great brief for an agency to respond to.
I realize this may not be your department, but how difficult was it to teach the gorilla how to play the drums?
Years of training. We, of course, plundered Hollywood for the finest gorilla suit available. And I'm sorry to disappoint your listeners or YouTube viewers. There is a real-life human drummer inside the suit. There was speculation that it was Phil Collins himself, but we weren't going to write that bigger check.
Is this an ad that would work in the UK but not the US?
I think, dare I say it, there is a degree of literacy about advertising in the UK market that may not be matched in America. And I don't say that to diminish your listeners at all, only to point out that we've had decades of kind of creatively led advertising because we don't think too highly of salespeople in this market. And I think America has been on a slightly different journey over the years where great creative advertising has been in the minority. But that's clearly a London perspective, one you may wish to disabuse me of.
Well, there's I don't even want to call it a theory. I think it's more than that because it's backed up by sales that says that in the end, the job of advertising is to sell a product, and there's nothing wrong with saying, buy this, it's great. You get the idea, you know?
I think as a rule, Brits and British brands have tended to be built best when they've involved the consumer in their advertising. I think they've tended to have slightly richer insight. I'm going to say a little more charm, and I am generalizing wildly, but I think that's what we come from. I think the interesting point for debate is what happens next as our channels become more global and as things like YouTube mean that our advertising cultures are shared now, actually, rather than discrete. I think you get into some very interesting conversations.
Lawrence Green, who's head of Fallon International's London office. Mr. Green, it's been good talking to you, sir. Thank you.
Nice to speak to you.